That was the final movement of the world premiere recording of music by Sergio Assad called Maracaípe. And it was called The Crab Walk. There's two movements in that. Wistful Rider is the first one. We didn't hear that, but then we heard the second, The Crab Walk. It was performed by the Beijing guitar duo from their album that was named after that particular piece, Maracaípe. Beijing guitar duo, one of the many performers that have come through our listening area in the last year or so. Specifically, they were at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana in September of 2011 during the El Nora Guitar Festival. That festival every other year brings all kinds of guitarists, classical, rock, blues, jazz, and just about any other kind of guitar playing you can think of. And I assume that they'll keep to their schedule, and that festival will be back about a year from now at the Krannert Center. Good afternoon. This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. On our program today, we'll be sharing more CDs from our library, a slowly expanding library of recordings by local performers. And I will just take this opportunity right up front to once again solicit CDs. If you happen to be a performer in our listening area, in other words, if you're hearing me, that means you're in the area, however close or far that may be to Champaign-Urbana. Our studio happens to sit in Urbana, but we serve people from about a 90-mile radius or so from our hub, as it were. And you could be the artist. You could be along to an orchestra or an acoustic band. You could belong to some other sort of ensemble that has made recordings, and we would be interested in having them so that we can share them with our listeners on this program in this format of usually about twice a week now in our new time slot, sharing recordings. In addition to our regular format on the other days of the week, where we have interviews and sometimes live performances on the show as well. If you want to send me your CDs, you can send them in care of me, Kevin Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Illinois Public Media, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, that's G-O-O-D-W-I-N, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, Urbana, Illinois, 61801. And we'll be happy to add them to the collection and give you some airtime as seems appropriate and fitting. I do, when I can, like to play recordings of people who are performing in our area in the coming week or weeks, and among those is the Big Blue Stem String Band based in Champaign-Urbana. According to their blog site, they are going to be performing at Kickapoo Landing at Kickapoo State Park in Oakwood this Friday evening, starting at 5:30 till about 7:30. They played a couple of times this past weekend. And then, looking ahead, they'll be at Curtis Orchard on Sunday, October the 7th as well. And then in November, the Urbana Free Library, and they occasionally play for the Urbana Country Dancers. But this coming weekend, they have a performance. I was triggered to look them up because they were among the groups that have sent CDs. This one is called Under the Prairie Moon, and I thought we'd hear the last track from the CD. It's got two tunes on it, both of them traditional. Been All Around This World and Hangman's Reel. Big Blue Stem on Live and Local.
Mighty hard to please. I've been all around this world. Hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Make it hanging that I might instead in jail so long. I've been all around this world. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a group called Mean Lids, or sometimes you'll see them as The Mean Lids. It's a group that was current in Champaign-Urbana until really just the last couple of months or so. They consist of flutist and jaw harpist Miriam Larson, Ben Smith on various fiddles, banjo, other things that he chooses to play, Matt Torino on guitar, fiddle, and feet. And you certainly heard his feet going in that particular recording. It was a performance from the 2009 Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and let's see, they played two tunes called Cherokee Trails and Glory in the Meeting House, and I don't know if they're occasionally going to have reunions or not, but Ben Smith moved off to take an academic position, and as happens so often throughout our listening area and everywhere, I imagine, when you have smaller groups, people move around, they mix up, and sometimes they form new groups, and sometimes they are groups that were, and that's that. And I'm not sure what's going to happen with Mean Lids. I actually played it, this particular recording, because I happened to get a notice today. I knew it was going to be happening soon, and I even knew the dates, but I got an email with a sneak preview of the fourth annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which is going to be happening on the 2nd and 3rd of November in downtown Urbana at various venues. You can go to their website, which is simply folkandroots.org, folkandroots.org, and get some of that sneak preview yourself. And before that, we heard another local group who are very much current. They're called Big Blue Stem String Band. Their information is available at bigbluestemstringband.com/blogs. And that's where you can find their performance schedule. And they're going to be playing at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood this Friday evening at 5:30 till about 7:30. They'll be playing at Curtis Orchard in Champaign on Sunday, October 7th from noon to 3. They'll be at the Urbana Free Library on Friday, November 9th. On a Prairie Breezes family concert. That's from 4:15 or so, till about 5 o'clock or so. And I'm sure they'll be adding other performances here and there. Big Blue Stem is a six-member acoustic group. Kathleen Everingham's on fiddle, Jose Agusti on guitar, Randy Cordell on the banjo, Rebecca Grosser on guitar, Drew Phillips on mandolin, and Todd Kinney is their bassist. They do an eclectic mix, as they say, of fiddle tunes, old-time string band music, bluegrass, and historic tunes, with an occasional sprinkling of swing and the blues. And you can find out more on that website, bigbluestemstringband.com/blogs. We heard Been All Around This World and Hangman's Reel, two traditional tunes. It's the last cut on their Under the Prairie Moon CD, recorded as so many discs around here were, by Mark Rubel at Pogo Studio in Champaign. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. On tomorrow's program, I'll actually be previewing a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. They're going to be offering fiddler Betsy Ellis, who is a fiddler with a group called the Wilders. She's being joined by some local guests from the Community Center for the Arts, Robin Kierten, Tom Foe, and I assume this is, who is the additional person? Sam Payne is going to be performing. That'll be on the 29th, which I guess is Sunday, from 7 to 10. Maybe that's Saturday. Sorry, I'm looking at an incomplete listing there. But you can find that information also on the Folk and Roots Festival website. I'll be talking with Betsy Ellis on tomorrow's Live and Local. Support for today's show comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. And kind of wrapping up our Folk and Roots segment, as it has turned out to be on the show today, here is someone who has been at the Folk and Roots Festival in the past. I haven't seen the list, don't know if she might happen to be coming back for this one, but this actually comes from an older CD of hers, she being Liz Carroll, the wonderful fiddler of Irish music based in Chicago. This is from her 1995 CD, A Friend Indeed. We're going to hear two jigs, North Carolina tune and Child of My Heart. She is joined eventually by pianist Marty Fahey. It's Liz Carroll on Live and Local. Thank you. Well, that is a group that I have to confess I haven't gone out to hear live yet, and I was actually looking to see if I could find when they might be performing next. I don't see it on the University of Illinois School of Music calendar. Doesn't mean it's not there, and so I'm not sure when they're playing. They are the University of Illinois Balkan Music Ensemble called Balkanalia. They're under the direction of Donna Buchanan, and they were kind enough a couple years ago to give me some of their Best of Balkanalia CDs. This comes from CD number 3. And we heard two versions of the same Turkish folk song, which I probably will completely mispronounce. In fact, I'm not even sure I'm reading it very easily here. El Malarin Yongasi, which is probably completely wrong, and says here that it was first performed in this recording in an arrangement for string instruments and then in an up-tempo contemporary urban style. The vocal soloists were Angela Glaros and Onku Tekes, and again, Balkanalia under the direction of Donna Buchanan. This compilation made in 2007, that particular performance given in 2006. Look out for them if you happen to see listing would be a lot of fun. It sounds like all the recordings I've heard of theirs sound like audience and especially performers are having a grand time. Before that, we heard Chicago fiddler Liz Carroll. She played two Irish jigs. Well, actually, not necessarily Irish, but Irish style. North Carolina Tune, the name of the first one, and Child of My Heart. Liz Carroll on fiddle. She was joined by keyboard player Marty Fahey. That's from her 1995 CD called A Friend Indeed. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Coming up, it's All Things Considered from NPR. That's at 5 o'clock. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Lincoln Square in Urbana, a lifestyle center with fitness and wellness facilities like Charter Fitness, Health and Harmony, Energy Healing Systems, Urbana Acupuncture, and Amara Yoga. Among the performances happening this weekend in our area is the group called Samba Soul. They're going to be at Bouvon's in Urbana, Bouvon's Wine Bar, attached to the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And Samba Soul were with us. Now, I had this up on my computer, and now I suddenly can't find it. They were with us earlier this year in advance of another performance, doing a live show here on Live and Local. Ah, it was Thursday, May the 24th, they were on Live and Local. And I thought I'd share with you some of that show. It includes conversation with their leader and vocalist, Vivian Felicio. She talks a bit about her background in Brazil and also at the University of Illinois and how the group got started. And then we'll hear them do a live performance in our studio. Samba Soul from May 24th of this year in advance of their performance coming up this Saturday in Urbana. You're hearing them on Live and Local. Vivian, is this a group that you started or just collaborated with others and said, maybe we should have a band, or how did it get going?
Well, I tried to start my intention was not to start a band, so it was just play some gigs, and then I approached George, and I invited him to get together and play some Brazilian songs, and then George suggested that I should invite other musicians because the music was really good and he was enjoying the work we were doing together. Mm-hmm. And that's how everything started.
And you're from Brazil.
Yes.
What brought you to Champaign-Urbana? The university, like everybody else?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm a student. This is my 8th year here in the U.S. in U of I. I'm finishing my PhD.
In
education.
General education or music education?
No, I work with bilingual kids, actually.
And is performing something you were doing before you got here?
Yeah. In Brazil, I used to sing with another band. And then when I arrived in Champaign, I was really lonely. And I decided to do something to bring me back home and don't miss home too much. And that's why the idea came up. I need to sing, and I need to start doing that now.
So are we going to be hearing a lot of I'm Lonely songs, or are we going to be hearing the antidote
to loneliness
songs?
Actually, no. We have we play different rhythms. Some lovely songs, but some other cheer-up songs, because that's the idea, right? We can play cheer-up songs so we forget about the loneliness.
Well, with a group obviously like Samba Soul, I assume that samba is pretty prevalent in your repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
That's the oldest style that you play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more the classical samba. And we try to create a little bit on the samba to mix a little bit and bring up a new face to some of the tunes. But we play Jobim too, so we play samba and bossa nova and some other tunes that we try to combine and bring this different face for Samba Soul.
And then this thing called MPB, Música Popular Brasileira. I say that somewhat correctly? Yeah, oh, not bad. Which is what? That seems like a catch-all tune probably for things post-bossa nova.
Yeah, I think the MPB, how do you say, it involves many type of songs, including like starting with Jobim and other styles of songs. That's why we call MPB.
Does it necessarily equate to, I mean, we talk about pop music in the States, that, well, that's of course a big catch-all tune too, but it's music not necessarily rooted in traditional music, but is MPB a little bit more traditional? You don't know.
Yeah, I think it's
she's making I don't know faces.
He's putting me on the spot. But no, I would think the MPB is more the related to the tradition type of songs. Because in Brazil, we have a lot of different rhythms and a lot of different types of songs that some of them, many musicians here, I don't think are aware of. But it's a big diversity of musics and styles. But the MPB, I think it's one of the most popular and also the classical, related to the classical bossa nova type of music.
Well, George?
That's one thing that I've really enjoyed about this band is that, you know, I guess American jazz musicians tend to play, you know, when they think of Brazilian music, tend to think of, you know, the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim, and those are the kind of the standard repertoire of Brazilian music for most American jazz musicians. And through this band, I've found that, you know, discovered a lot of music that I didn't know about, all these other styles from Brazil, somewhat more contemporary, you know, styles that kind of came out of bossa nova and samba. And so I would say that's a lot of what we do. Mm-hmm. Do you agree, Vivian?
Yeah. I think that's the idea. We try to bring together a lot of, we play samba, we play bossa nova, but we have some pop rock in our repertoire. And that's the idea, right? Bring like many different singers and try to bring a little bit of Brazil here to Urbana-Champaign and Chicago and region.
Right. Well, let's hear your first performed sample. Which type of music will this come from?
This is a bossa nova. This song that you're going to be performing now, it's called Mulambo. It's by Jaime Florence and Augusto Mesquita. And it's an old song, but I really like this, the lyrics and the music. And that's why I chose the song to be performing for you guys today.
Samba Soul, live on Live and Local.
De tudo do que ele me fez, eu jamais deveria aceitá-lo outra vez. Bem sei que assim procedendo, me exponho ao desprezo de todos vocês. Lamento, mas fiquem sabendo que ele voltou e comigo ficou. Ficou pra matar a saudade, a tremenda saudade que não me deixou, que não me deu sossego um momento sequer, desde o dia em que ele me abandonou. Ficou pra impedir que a loucura fizesse de mim um mulambo qualquer. Ficou dessa vez para sempre, se Deus quiser. Que depois de tudo o que ele me fez, eu jamais deveria aceitá-lo outra vez. Bem sei que assim procedendo me exponho ao desprezo de todos vocês. Lamento, mas fiquem sabendo que ele voltou e comigo ficou pra matar a saudade, a tremenda saudade que não me deixou, que não me deu sossego um momento sequer, desde o dia em que ele me abandonou. Ficou pra impedir que a loucura fizesse de mim um mulambo qualquer. Ficou dessa vez para sempre, se Deus quiser. Ficou pra impedir que a loucura fizesse de mim um mulambo qualquer. Ficou dessa vez para sempre, se Deus quiser. Thank you.
That was recorded on in our studio here at Live and Local at Illinois Public Media this past May 24th by the local Brazilian band called Samba Soul, led by vocalist Vivian Felicio and also guitarist George Turner. And I didn't make note of their membership at the time that they were on the show. I assume it's current. Their Facebook page actually lists some folks who aren't in the band any longer. But Carlos Vega, I believe, is still the saxophonist, or he was. I know he was in the studio at the time. When they were here in May, they were performing that weekend at Bouvon's Wine Bar in Urbana. As it happens, they're going to be performing at that very spot this coming Saturday, September the 29th, at Bouvon's, starting at 7 o'clock. And the tune we heard, I believe, was called Mulambo. And that segment played live in our studio in May here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and bringing you recordings on our show today, plus that little highlight from one of our past live performances. On tomorrow's show, I'll be welcoming fiddler Betsy Ellis of the band called Wilder. She's coming for a semi-solo performance on Saturday, presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. She'll be joined by local musicians Robin Kirtan, Tom Foe, and Sam Payne at Techline in Champaign. That'll be on Saturday. She'll be on the show tomorrow. Somebody else who's got a show this weekend in our area is the blues band based in Springfield area, Black Magic Johnson. They're going to be playing at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur starting at 9 o'clock this Friday night. And their membership is Reggie Britton is the leader. He's the drummer and does the lead vocals, plays harp sometimes, harp meaning harmonica for those not in the blues lingo. Robert Hagler or Willie Chrisman play bass, Alexis Rogers lead guitar, Dan Grover rhythm guitar. I assume that's still a current membership. I can't verify that exactly. But I do have a cut from their CD, which is called Food for Thought, and this is a tune called J-Bo. It's Black Magic Johnson on Live and Local.
J-Bo hit the lottery. His life's gonna go far. He's gonna buy himself a Jerry Curl. He's gonna buy himself a brand new car. Betty Lou needs some teepees. He's gonna buy her a brand new pair. Pack up and move out yonder. They got rich folk living out there. Hurry up his chillin'. Everything gonna be so fine. I said, J-Bo, he done hit the lottery. Ain't Mary need some surgery? Yeah, she broke her hip while she was drinking beer. Uncle Buck said he wants a brand new truck, some overalls and a John Deere. Now Betty Lou gets some shoes for the corns on her feet, sir. Pack up and move out yonder. Man, life's gonna be so sweet. All the children get haircuts. Everything gonna be so fine. I said that J-Bo, he done hit the lottery. Now J-Bo, he done worked hard all his life at the sawmill for Mr. Stone. Now that he done hit the lottery, yeah, J-Bo, he's gonna stay at home. Now Betty Lou gets a hairdo, get it fried, dyed, laid to the side. They're gonna build a great big mansion with a swimming pool inside. The chillin' get good educations. Everything gonna be so fine, baby. I said, J-Bo, he done hit the lottery.
they're gonna cook some mustards, some collards, and some turnip greens. So J-Bo don't forget where he come from. She gonna cook him a side of beans now. Elroy done killed a hog, and Leroy a side of beef. Isabel cooked up a mess of cornbread. Oh yeah, life's gonna be so sweet. They're gonna cook a mess of chitlins. Everything gonna be so fine. I said, J-Bo, yes, baby, he done hit the lottery. J-Bo hit the lottery. Oh, yes, his life's gonna go so far. Buy himself, baby, a Jerry girl. He's gonna buy himself a brand new car now, baby. Now, Betty Lou, she ain't got no teeth. He's gonna buy her a brand new pair. Yeah, pack up and move out yonder. They got rich folk living out there. He's gonna purdy up those ugly chillin'. Yeah, baby, everything gonna be so fine. I said, J-Bo, he done hit the lottery.
That's the area band based in Springfield called Black Magic Johnson, with lead vocalist and drummer Reggie Britton. And not sure which of the guitarists here, but assuming it's either Alexis Rogers or Dan Grover or both, and either bassist Robert Hagler or Willie Chrismon. In that recording, which is theirs called Food for Thought, we heard the tune called J-Bo. They've got a number of performances coming up, including this Friday night in Decatur at Lock, Stock, and Barrel, starting at 9 at night. Then in Shelbyville, they'll be at Willow Ridge Winery on Thursday, October the 4th, from 7 to 10. They'll be back in Shelbyville just a couple of days later at Lithia Springs Marina and doing some other things. You can check out their schedule at blackmagicjohnson.com. And they have all the shows listed on their show date. I mean, on their show page. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and here are some of the other events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next few days. There's an Eastern Illinois University faculty recital tonight at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston, featuring horn player Katie McBain. And Catherine McBain, sorry, and trumpeter Jeremy McBain, and that is 7:30 tonight. Justin Larkin and Finer Feelings are at Clark Bar in Champaign tonight at 7 o'clock. Donnie Heitler has his weekly solo jazz piano gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. It's two other weekly things going on tomorrow, the traditional Irish music session is in downtown Champaign at Dublin O'Neill's tomorrow night, 8:30. The weekly Gunny Sack Review of Bluegrass and Gospel Music is at the Yoder Center in Arthur tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Millikan Opera Theater presents Le Malade Imaginaire, for my bad French, at Kuiper Hall on the Millikan campus in Decatur starting Thursday at 6 o'clock. William Fitzsimmons is performing in a couple of places coming up, including Thursday night at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts at 7:30. He'll be my guest on the Thursday edition of Live and Local. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We expect showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low temperature of 58 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We're currently at 68 degrees. All things considered is next.